This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the mind moves too fast when it's making connections to even articulate it, but during that little 70-second break that we have between the hours, I was sitting back seeing how crystal clear the enemy's plan is and how it only stands, it only operates because the public is ignorant. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And I was seeing how they militarize police, how they put them in villainous Darth Vader outfits, how they then fund a lot of the militant protesters to make the police state look legitimate. And then one of the tiles on Infowars.com was on screen of police in their Darth Vader outfits. And it just brought it home to me how sickening this whole plan is. And earlier this week, I guess on Thursday, and they've been up to more no good yet again, I got to see the bottom of the barrel, miscreant, unspeakably weak, pathetic, truly wicked. I mean, dog crap on the bottom of your shoes is godlike compared to these people. And I was just thinking about them running around in this free country, hanging up rotten pig heads, talking about how they're going to take out police. And then no wonder when they showed up at our protest to attack us, they wouldn't say who they were with. I just don't get it. I mean, I'm just so sick of people sneaking around. But see, they don't want to stand up fight, folks. They want to just roll around on the ground like little snakes. And I know one way of dealing with snakes, and that's all I know. And you see them ramping up to the summer of rage all over the world, using the exacerbation of the public screwed over by the globalists, legitimate anger of a corrupt global government, corrupt local governments, all of it, to then ignite a fake revolution to create a bunch of leftist squalor. I mean, folks, in a communist country, you're lucky if you can get one type of detergent, one type of sausage, one type of bread, if it's even there. It'll have mold all over it. One type of tomatoes. You'll be lucky if you can get one watch every 10 years, one new pair of shoes every 5 years, one new pair of pants every year. And I got to watch all these spoiled, rotten people sitting here in all this wealth, complaining, living better than the kings lived 100 years ago. Oh, don't worry. The globalists with their red carpets and their jumbo jets, they don't want you to live well anymore either. They're going to take everything you got. And quite frankly, you deserve to be usurped if you buy into all this. And we do waste a lot of stuff, and we are decadent. But here's the difference. We're not premeditated evil like the globalists, who want prosperity for them, but not for anybody else. We can have clean prosperity. We can have good technology. We can build a better world. But now they've sold a modern dark age system where austerity and being poor is cool. But they're not giving you austerity to help the planet. They're giving you austerity to make you absolutely dependent on them. 101 million people. The GAO, General Accounting Office, came out, what, on Thursday, 101 million and something. I forget the, maybe you guys can pull it up. Over 100 million people on food assistance. That a free country? Let me tell you, if someone else is responsible for feeding you and you're not a child or you're not an 80-year-old person, because, yeah, you're old, you took care of kids, now they're going to take care of you. Once a man, twice a child. You're not a slave if you're 80 years old and your kids are feeding you, though you are a slave to them treating you right. You are dependent. But let me tell you, if you're 40 years old and you're dependent on the system, or you're 25 years old, you are a slave. I don't say that to make myself feel good about you. I'm a couple steps out of the same place you're at. I say that going, listen, this isn't a good place to be. It's not like these slave masters want you to live in Valhalla, Cupcake. They want you to live in Hades. That's the difference. They got bad will towards you and your family. Your calls are coming up.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Derek in Wyoming, Frank in New York, Emily in Illinois, Saul in New York, Antoine in California, and others. Your phone calls are coming up right now. Then, Joe Biggs is in Cleveland, where they had the verdict on the police officer and the reported slaying of two unarmed black males, another tragedy. They have said no to manslaughter charges. There were 71 arrests last night. The George Soros crowd has been busting in agitators from all over the surrounding area. The good news is they have not successfully ignited any real rioting. So that is coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, with Joe Biggs, he'll be joining us. Then we'll continue with your calls and get into all these other news articles. We're going to break down open carry bill passes in Texas. We're going to look at some of the workers in Japan working to death. Putin enacts law banning undesirable NGOs. FBI admits no major cases cracked with Patriot Act snooping powers. City orders Al Sharpton's daughter to save incriminating hiking pics of her mountain climbing in different parts of the world and posting on her Facebook and Twitter when she did it. She did it after she filed a suit against the city of New York wanting money for a pothole she says hurt her knee so that she can't walk anymore. I love her dad, who owes like $3 million in taxes and is above the law, and then they live in big penthouses and have all this money, and then she's trying to sue to get money for her knee. I mean, another ambulance-chasing parasite. Truly sickening. Hey, if I step in a pothole, I'm not going to sue the city over it because I was the person not looking where I was walking. And by the way, I did step in a big pothole at the state park in Big Bend, Texas, and tore my Achilles, and I probably could have sued them for it, and I didn't, because I was the person walking around at night out there. And the folks I was with said, don't walk across there, you might break your ankle. And sure enough, I almost did. Oh, I'm going to sue the state of Texas now. I mean, it is just crazy. But what do you expect? We've created a parasitic system. I've got a stack of articles where the DEA has robbed thousands of people on trains with the federal agency of the TSA. If they find $1,000, $5,000, whatever, they just take it. So, see, it's just the government's full of crooks. The public are a bunch of crooks. It's just scary. Good people have to organize and protect ourselves from these people. Right now, who should I go to first? Who's been holding the longest here? Frank in New York City. Go ahead. Or New York State. I don't know. Go ahead, Frank.
Alex, how are you? How you doing?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You know what gets me really frustrated? I've been informed with the TTP for about a couple years now. And it's so frustrating. I'm telling all my coworkers, I tell people from the outside, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy your sovereignty, take your rights away, control your life. And they don't listen. It's just so damn frustrating.
It is because they hear TPP. I mean, if they heard it was guys in black uniforms, they'd be concerned. They just hear, oh, corporations, because they don't respect themselves. They've given up. They say, what does it matter if there's some global deal? They've never experienced this type of assault. Just like a dodo bird had never been around humans or prey animals. As prey animals, they'd never been around predator animals. And so within a few years, all the birds had been chicken fried. And that's what happened. And so the general public here has had it good so long that they don't understand how they're being usurped, Frank.
You know what gives me angry to the Latin community? I'm actually Latin myself. And basically, you know, you can tell these people every day and they will not listen to you. It's just, it's so frustrating. It gets me angry. It really does. I mean, don't you understand they're taking your damn rights away? Don't you understand? Wake up, people. Let's go. Wake up.
Where is their instinct? I mean, I got to be honest. Of all the groups out there, I wouldn't say that, you know, the Latin community is the most most servile. I'd probably have to say that'd be white people. But certainly, where is the instinct to not want to be enslaved and not be dominated and not be overtaken and not be preyed upon? It is simply incredible. God bless you. I appreciate your call. But look at the black community. The black community's been trained to only obsess over, let's say, a city like Austin, Texas, one or two black men shot suspiciously a year by cops. Are there some bad cops? Absolutely. Are there some folks shouldn't have badges? Yeah. Are there some problems? You bet. Is it the whole thing in the world? No. Doubling black unemployment under Obama. Never hear about it from the NAACP. 17 million aborted blacks under Roe v. Wade. Never hear about it. Gangster culture, destroying the black community. Never. Because it's easy, because the Democrats and George Soros make every problem in the world about the cops. And once you've done that, why, everybody can feel good about themselves and just keep sinking into quicksand. It's unbelievable. Let's talk to Emily in Illinois, then Derek. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I know. I can hardly believe I'm on the phone with you. Okay. I was on the phone with you before when Hillary first started and I said, hi, help. Hitler, whatever you said, she was like, this whole thing is...
I think I said, Heil Hitlery, yes.
Yeah. It was like, this is becoming so ridiculous. I had a dream that my brother-in-law, who was in politics, who died from cancer, was protecting us.
Well, ma'am, I got to jump because it's first-time callers, and I'm not trying to be mean, but I said first-time callers, that's what I meant. Derek in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for what you do. Thanks for what you do. Thanks that you're loud out there.
Please don't thank me, brother. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I live in Wyoming, and we have a governor that just loves asset forfeiture seizure, and a city council in Laramie, Wyoming, which is given into the gay mafia, and even Casper's looking at it. So we're pretty much occupied at the state level. Local government is where it is, and jury nullification. I am a listener and Prison Planet TV member, product user, and we just got to get out locally. And if you want to wake someone up in their 60s or 70s, introduce them to Paul Craig Roberts. There's a lot of things we can do to get creative. So
absolutely. The most important thing you can do is pass on information to friends and family. The most important thing you can do is just continue to push and promote media that's telling the truth. I mean, we're very close to beating the globalists. It's taken them years to try to pass the TPP through the Senate. They finally got it. Now it's got to clear the House. And their argument is, we won't get a say in this global government if we don't join with it. Well, good. Let it operate on its own. We don't need to be part of it. NAFTA and GATT, the rest of this, have not been good for us.
Good. I agree with you. Another thing I appreciate about you is there's no raffle. You won't go down. And you know, there's people talk about the Illuminati, this, that, and the other, all these organizations. I mean, the Jesuits, that oath that was recorded in the Library of Congress in 1883 is a specific basically future terrorism. I mean, I grew up Catholic, but I got saved 4 years ago, and that's not a bash on Catholics. We need to quit being so sensitive. If we got evil within in somewhere, a group that we're in, we need to expose it, like the Pope lecturing on global warming. So anyway,
I hear you. This new Pope is very Marxist and is promoting global carbon taxes and merging religions, and it's pretty scary. And a lot of Catholics are upset. I know that I'm not a Catholic, but I'm just upset watching this turning into a political system. We got to go to break. We're going to talk to Joe Biggs when we come back. And then after that segment, Sal in New York, Dan in Las Vegas, Antoine in California, and many, many others. But speaking of asset forfeiture seizure, this is something Republicans tend to support, just like they're supporting so-called free trade, and it's horrible. Democrats support it somewhat as well, but not as much. Asset forfeiture seizure is outside the Constitution, and it allows them to take people's property when it's not been adjudicated, they've not been proven to commit a crime, and it's completely out of control. It's unpopular, it's unconstitutional, and it needs to be removed right now. I'm Alex Jones. You're listening to the Alex Jones Sunday Edition. We're live, broadcasting worldwide, Infowars.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Joe Biggs has been covering the Soros-funded anti-police demonstrations around the country that are dealing with legitimate police brutality, legitimate out-of-control behavior in some cases. In some cases, not, like the Brown case and others. But regardless, the federal government wants to federalize police. Al Sharpton has admitted that. That's what they're trying to do. That's why they're stirring this up, because it diverts from all the really big things that are happening. But before we go there, Associated Press and Fox 6 all reported that a confidential informant said a week ago, and of course it was a week ago today, that there's going to be a response by the Bandidos motorcycle gang, one of the largest 1% in the world, after the Hells Angels, a Texas-based group, with the Black Widows, and that the Black Widows are coming to Texas to kill police. And I've got the quotes up on screen if you're watching. Biker gang shooting update, law enforcement on high state of alert. And when I was reading this, it said members of the biker gang who are in the military are supposedly supplying the gang with grenades and C4 explosives. They love that to demonize the military. However, the bulletin is based on unsubstantiated information from an informant who claimed to have obtained it from Bandidos and Black Widows motorcycle gang members. Now, when I read this on Friday, after I got off the air, I went and looked it up. And I went, didn't they make like 4 Clint Eastwood movies that my dad would take me to when I was a little kid back in the 70s? Where he was boxing some bad guy, but separately these crazy Black Widows guys were after him. So I went and searched, and sure enough, there is no motorcycle gang known of anywhere called the Black Widows, especially since they made this movie where they're the biggest morons on the planet. They're like Nazi Barney Fifes or something. So this narrative that Joe Biggs, combat veteran, says that he smelled a rat a week ago, we now know the bikers were shot by snipers between the eyes, you know, right in the forehead, and in the chest. If you're in a gunfight, even a great sniper isn't going to hit everybody perfectly. So I'm just being honest. This looks like a setup, like we're not getting the truth, like somebody did something, a fight started, maybe somebody shot, but then the cops were there and just executed people, and then they call that a biker massacre. A biker massacre that does not make, to quote Yoda.
A biker massacre, it is not. I sense the Sith.
So now we've really combined everything. We've got Philo, Beto, Every Which Way But Loose, the Black Widows, and Yoda, plus InfoWars.com and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. You have quite a party there. Let's play a clip from one of the movies where they're meeting back at the clubhouse saying, "We are the Black Widows." Here it is.
Then who stomped the mud hole in you?
Hello, Bill!
Then spat on you and let his aid stomp it dry.
Philo Bill!
So whose hide you gonna nail to the gates of hell?
Philo Bill!
All right, then. Let's start doing some stomping of our own.
Yeah.
Good grief, a paralysis of Berlin. Guess what?
Take your brownies.
They can't even cut brownies.
Why me, Lord? I mean, you made other men out of clay. Mine, you made out of...
Cut it off. You make out of Hillary Clinton. What do you make, Joe Biggs? You've been questioning this day one, and now a lot of this is coming out, that the official story where they're saying don't ride motorcycles on I-35, we may sniper you. I mean, you got the communists running around in all 50 states chanting, say, kill cops in Ferguson. George Soros funded, and that's okay. But then they're just claiming motorcycle gangs. 99% of them are patriots. In fact, most of them are libertarians and veterans. Now they claim veterans are supplying the Black Widows with plastic explosives. There is no Black Widows, from what I know, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they think that anybody who's in the military has access to an armory and has the capability to get in there and pull that kind of hardware out is, that's beyond me. I mean, you have to go through so much paperwork and through different, you know, ranking people to be able to even get in there, let alone get a gun out or some rounds to even go to a shooting range.
Yeah, you were telling me a lot of times, and it was in Rolling Stone in an article, that you need plastic to blow up a weapons cache. They wouldn't give it to you, so you just use 50 calibers to blow it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get stuff like that. So the fact that they're saying these veterans are getting them and bringing them out, that's another far-fetched part of the story. And like I said, when if there's a shootout going on, like if you're sitting inside and you're having lunch and all of a sudden you hear gunfire, you don't know where that gunfire is coming from. You're pulling your gun out and you're just kind of shooting in a direction. So those shots that people would have been hit by would have been sporadic in the shoulders, neck, head, mouth, ears, back, side, wherever. And the fact that they were center mass here and in the chest, I mean, it makes it very odd to think that this was gunfight at the OK Corral.
Well, that's now all come out, but now they're claiming an imaginary motorcycle team last defeated by a movie actor in 1980 is behind this. I mean, why would the police, the feds, come out and say that the Black Widows are about to attack?
Well, they had to create Khorasan, remember, and ISIS. They had to create those bad guys so that at the end of the day they can go after what it is that they really wanted, to take our liberties away. So I don't put it past them to come up with a fake motorcycle club to try and, you know, attack people's liberties, you know,
but
illegally.
Why didn't they say the Goblins or something? Why pick a famous fake group?
I don't know. It's beyond me. I mean, what these guys are doing nowadays is just beyond me at this point. I mean, every day that I look at the news, I'm just completely just in shock and awe of the fact of the blatant lies and crap that they put out, and think that people are just going to eat it and think that we're not going to see it and not call them out on it.
All right, I want to come back in the next segment before I go to calls and just briefly talk about Cleveland, what you saw last night, what you saw today, the verdict, your take on the situation. Joe Biggs spent a few days there waiting for the verdict. They didn't have it. He left, came back after the verdict was announced yesterday. He's in Cleveland right now. But have you seen on Infowars.com, Judicial Watch came out with the secret defense intelligence report where they admit our government is funding Al-Qaeda and creating an ISIS caliphate group and is behind the radicals. I mean, we already knew this, but now it's admitted. How big is that?
I mean, that's extremely huge. I mean, that further proves and justifies everything that we've been saying since day one, about a year ago, when this entire thing broke out, when we said that they were going to use ISIS to essentially try to take down the Assad regime. I mean, I'm glad that they're finally doing their job, that mainstream people are actually doing something worth, you know, a damn as journalists.
Now, I do see some female acrobat right there in the background. That is, I see some fellas doing their job there. That is very good, Joe.
It's breaking.
Hold on. Stay there. We have video feeds at Infowars.com/shows. He looks like he's outside an NBA basketball game. We're going to find out exactly what's happening straight ahead. Stay with us.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why, why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs, InfoWars.com reporter, is doing a solo job up there in Cleveland. They had the verdict yesterday on this police officer that shot two unarmed black males. And I see in the background, it looks like professional sports. Basketball is about to go on. There's a whole bunch of acrobats. First off, Joe, for TV viewers, tell us where you are. What we're witnessing is you double as reporter and cameraman doing a great job, and then give us your take on the verdict.
Well, right now we are downtown at the Quicken Loans Arena. Tonight the Cleveland Cavaliers will have their first home game against the Atlanta Hawks. So earlier today, the Cleveland Indians baseball team beat the Cincinnati Reds. So there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people downtown right now. I'm just kind of pulled back away from the main crowd where everybody is. So yesterday, 9:30 in the morning, I got up because my phone was going off saying that the verdict was about to be read. And to my shock, the shock of my ears and my eyes, I saw the judge come out and say that Officer Michael Brillo was completely justified in jumping on the hood of a car and firing 15 times. And what he said was the reason they think it's justified because they can't really prove how many rounds came from his gun that were fatal. They know that one for sure was a fatal round in that.
And what was his excuse to be shooting at him?
He said the reason that he was shooting at him, Alex, is because they had just finished the car chase and he had run his vehicle right towards the side of the vehicle to try to pin it in. And I guess their vehicle started to move, so he got out of the vehicle and he was standing in front of it, so he got scared that they were going to run and hit him at full speed and pin his legs into his own squad car. So he jumped up on the hood of his car, and then he jumped over onto the hood of the assailant's car and began to shoot off those rounds. And he even had time to reload and continue shooting.
Yeah, sounds like he went crazed. Well, I don't think he should be a cop. I've read that similar story. It just sounds like a hothead. But at the same time, it's not a reason to have race riots all over the country, a true tragedy. Closing comments on this. We saw 71 arrests last night. What are you expecting to see this evening, Joe Biggs from Cleveland?
Well, last night there was a 71 arrest, but on top of that, there were some protesters who, there's a place down the street called Harry Buffalo on East 4th, and that's where most of the protests happened last night. The window was up, and a protester came and ran by and grabbed a sign and threw it at a table of people. It actually hit a guy on the shoulder and, you know, startled him, injured him a bit. And then also there were protesters running around with pepper spray, pepper spraying bystanders who were innocently just having lunch or dinner, I should say.
Yeah, more and more. And let me guess, was this racially directed?
I believe so. I haven't got any confirmation, but I keep hearing different stories. But at this time, I'm not really sure.
Well, anybody pepper sprays me for no reason, I'm going to knock them upside the head. I mean, this is insane. What was that, Nico? Oh, Joe's feed froze for a moment. All right, closing comments, Joe Biggs. We'll get more from you.
Yeah, if someone tries to pepper spray me, I all I can say is it will be shocking for them. I got a new little toy yesterday, so.
All right, well, be safe out there tonight, Joe. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you later.
All right, there goes Joe Biggs. I'm sure he'll now go investigate the cheerleaders, the college cheerleaders. Excuse me. I've got to have some fun here. I want to go to Saul, Dan, Antoine, Carter, and others that are patiently holding in this segment and the next. I do have some other news I'm going to hit as well. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Saul in New York, thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was just giving a call because I want to make a comment about the TPP.
We actually got a caller calling about the TPP. Wow, thank you. Yes, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, global corporate government, secret, and Congress is moving to pass it. It's passed the Senate.
Well, yeah, and I also wanted to tie that into kind of what was going on now. I mean, if you look at it from, I guess you could say, like a 1,000-mile or a 1,000-foot high view, it's really all just, with all the race rioting and all the, you know, distractions, basically, it's just really what it comes down to is that Operation Gladio Part 2. They're using a distraction. They're creating different groups and having everybody balkanize against each other to create a distraction. And they're using all this alphabet soup to throw at people to try and describe basically the fact that they're going to take over everybody. And
I agree. We're going into global government. The whole program's moved into high gear. For those that don't know, describe Operation Gladio for them.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you could probably do a way better job than I can. But, I mean, more or less, the first, there were two Operation Gladios. The first one was more or less just a way to be able to get people, or basically they created a group of people that, you know, or they more or less attacked them. The government attacked themselves. They created a group of people, like a boogeyman to scare. That got exposed and then it died down. The second Operation Gladio, started, well, partially it started with Turkey, and, different Islamic groups coming together, with, globalist governments to, create Al-Qaeda, and it just got expanded from there.
That's right. You have the declassified by the Italians, the NATO option, blowing up train stations, you name it, to blame their political enemies, and that happened all over Europe, not just in Italy, but it came out in Italy. And then you have the whole radicalization of Islam, and then now it's been declassified, well, not declassified, leaked to Judicial Watch that indeed the Pentagon is running ISIS. Is that not incredible?
I know, it's ridiculous. And, well, just to tie it into kind of the zombie-like, creatures that attacked you the other day, their main job as peons is just to create a distraction. To be, you know, they've been handed everything their entire life. I went to college, with people just like this, and they're so weird that you can't even hold a conversation with them half the time. And
I have to agree to you. I mean, they were basically like, and I don't mean this meanly, they were like mildly retarded or like autistic but demonic. It's like you add a demon to an autistic person and you get one of these guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't disagree with you there. But part of the reason why they cling so tightly onto communism is because all it's doing is just pushing their way of life, which is, you know, the mommy or the daddy just gives me everything I want, and I just act out and act like an idiot, basically, on TV. That's more or less.
Absolutely. It's like a five-year-old crap in their drawers to make the parents upset.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, moving a little bit back to the TPP, I mean, they've been, this isn't the only thing that they're trying. They're trying CISPA, ACTA, you know, all sorts of different HIPAA, all the different attacks, I guess you could say, to all basically do the same thing. And they're not, even if we beat them here, and which I hope we do, you know, I hope and pray that we do, but even if we beat them here, they're just going to try again. And it's not even so much like we have to feel exhausted. This is just like, I mean, we have to get so good at beating them, it's just like taking a run in the park. That you just, because they're going to try the exact same thing. Over.
Exactly. We've got to make it like exercise and realize that we beat them 9 times out of 10. The problem is they just attack us 10 times and so they always win. We've got to keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. We've got to repeal Obamacare. We're beating them on the Second Amendment. We're beating them on abortion. But notice they've got control of the federal government, so they're beating us on borders. They're beating us on energy. They're beating us on destabilization. But not for long. Our own military is leaking that they don't want to work with ISIS. I mean, this is a really good news. That's why the government wants us to have a mindless fight, as you said, with the police and military, because for all their problems, they at least are more awake on average than the public. So we need to be working with them to wake them up, not mindlessly fighting with each other while George Soros laughs from a distance. Anything else you'd like to add, Saul?
Just one last thing I wanted to add. The first caller who was kind of getting discouraged because he was trying to explain to people, I've been trying to explain to people, you know, kind of the same thing for years. And what I realized is that you don't need to take the exact articles or the exact arguments that they're being presented. All you really have to do is...
Stay there. I want to hear this. I want to hear what you really do.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet, and then
them concentrated or maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
We the people grow...
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowns, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Evelyn Houston broke my leg in the Santa Fe.
Rallying patriots.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo is where I'll be.
Amarillo's on my mind.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it's all a big con game. The globalists want you to think they're invincible. They don't want you to think you have any power, so that the general public believes that, and so we just lay down. The truth is, what they're doing is outrageously criminal, outrageously bad, outrageously stupid, outrageously centralized. Even for them, it screws up the prosperity. But they can't help it short-term getting all that power. So all we've got to do is form an opposition, point out what they're doing, point out the alternatives, have a debate, not get radicalized, not get in the civil war, even if they attack us up front,
You got no one to hold them, no one to fold them. I intend to just take licks like Mahatma Gandhi or others, or Christ for that matter, because then that will fully destroy them. Or if we're outnumbered, they take us out at some event like the Alamo, that's even better. Just as long as it's heroic. As long as we're outnumbered and overrun, in the end, that will destroy the globalist. Because it's all a fight for hearts and minds, ladies and gentlemen. That doesn't mean they start grabbing folks and putting us in FEMA camps we shouldn't fight back. It's just that so many people in the Liberty Movement always prepare to fight physically. I'm saying put that into the info war. Put that energy into taking action. We'll have victories. Spend 30% of your time getting ready for a shooting war. Because if you won't put the time and energy in now to take things back peacefully, I assure you, a shooting war starts. Most of the big talkers aren't going to be out there with their firearms. So I work towards peace. Because anybody that knows my MO understands, if it comes down to physical stuff, I will defend my family. And then I will not be forgiving. But let's not even talk about that. We have liberty. We have freedom. We have common sense and honor. We're the winners. We're the Americana. We trump the globalists every time. We're moving forward. We're having victory. That's why they're moving so fast, because they admit they're in trouble. We are beating the daylights out of them right now, coming from behind hundreds of points. And that's why I get ready for fireworks. Get ready for them to pull the stops out. It's going to get nasty, but just know this. Hold fast. We're going to make it through this. All right, finish up real quick, Saul. I got about 5-6 other callers like Antoine, Dan, Carter I want to get to. Finish up your point of people that you can't wake up. I just say move on. But you were saying, hey, don't worry about giving them an encyclopedia of proof up front. You were going to finish.
So, yeah, I was just going to say, you don't have to worry about, you know, basically, as I've made the mistake before in the past, of verbally vomiting in their ear for 3 hours, which doesn't work. But basically, all you have to do is just present a small amount of information in your own way. Whether, let's say if you're into gardening, you know, and you want to buy seeds or whatever, and you talk to other people that garden, you want to talk to them about the TPP. Or any of these different things for government control, all you have to do is just say, hey, imagine if, you know, we couldn't even buy seeds, or imagine if we only had to buy GMO seeds.
And that's in the TPP. Well said, yes. So show them something that touches them. God bless you. I just explain, hey, the very same globalists setting up this world government have robbed all these countries of their pension funds, you will be basically euthanized under this system. That's why they sell how sexy it is to get rid of grandma. You're 50 years old. You think it's cool to have death panels because you think it saves you money. You're going to be 70, 80 in the blink of an eye. Don't be a chump. There's different ways to reach out to people. I tend to do the 2x4 upside the head. I agree. The slicker approach sometimes is good. Look, Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. So between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. That's what's so great about the diversity of this world. All of us together doing the right thing, having the heart for freedom. We will change the world in little ways that together in the aggregate sum will overthrow this system and bring the republic back, bring human liberty back. Antoine in California, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, so I have some advice for you before I talk about the TPP and the things that may happen in the fall. There's my channel on YouTube called The Orbiter. I think you should spend about 20 minutes looking through some of the playlist, and it might very much help you. But the TPP, I think that this is a way to take over the grid so that in case of an emergency, they can shut people like you, myself, down, internet, cable television, all that stuff.
Exactly, because it links up worldwide internet censorship, absolutely.
Yeah, well, there's the emergency, the scary part. I don't want to be a doom and gloomer, but if you look up at the sun around sunset, you can look up at about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, at the 2 o'clock, about it's pretty high above the sun. But there's a planet up there, and if you look for a video called NBC News Reports New Brew from YAZA USA, which is your own world, they show the video of these reporters about 2 or 3 days ago with their helicopter looking up, and they were just wondering what it was. And they were like,
I know, it's in mainstream news, all these weird trumpet sounds and record earthquakes and a lot of crazy stuff going on, and government is running around like a chicken with its head cut off. What do you think it is? Earth changes?
Well, I've been monitoring this stuff, something really crazy. And back in 2012, 2011, I saw this same planet or whatever it is. It's got to be a planet because it doesn't glimmer like a star. And I saw it on the left side of the sun, more towards probably your 7 o'clock. And it was brighter than a helicopter. It was. Well, I had my friend on the phone, and he told me it was a helicopter, and there was a football game going on behind the hill. I'm in San Francisco. He said there was a helicopter. I said, no, it's not moving.
I know what you've seen. I mean, here's the deal: we're in the middle of space. Who knows what's going on? What you've seen, I've seen before. Like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's this big bright light up above the sun. And then about an hour later, it wasn't there anymore, and there's been news videos of it. There's so many mysteries in this universe. Who knows what's going on? Bottom line, our governments are not telling us everything. I think that's clear. Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Carter in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, as regarding to the TPP, that if you read Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1 of the United States Constitution, all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as on other bills. So here's my question. How has the House of Representatives acknowledged that this bill does not generate revenue in order to put it further in the judicial process?
Well, obviously, when Obama became the head of the United Nations for a tour, 4 years ago, it violated Article 1, Section 9. They violated whole cloth, I mean, just like the NSA spying on the American people. But let me go to Article 1, Section 9. Here it is right here in my pocket constitution. Section 7. All bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as on other bills. And then it goes through it. And then if you go to Section 9 of Article 1, that deals with the president or other groups in government basically being part of other governments. And this is exactly what they're now doing. So I'm glad you bring up that point. What's your overall take on the TPP? I mean, what about Congress giving away authority on something they're not allowed to read?
They can't. No, but that. Section 7, all bills raising revenue. Does this bill raise revenue? That's my question, because if I can't read
yes,
it,
does.
How
yes,
the
it does. Yes, it affects tariff, trade, internet taxes.
Then it's pretended legislation.
I hear you.
As defined in the Declaration of Independence.
I agree with you. Thank you, Carter. Great points. Dan in Las Vegas, you got 30 seconds and the show's over. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. You know, in regards to this being a criminal government, three quick things in our Constitution. It says taxes shall be uniform, only gold and silver can be legal tender, and it says no preference shall be given by any regulation of commerce. When they give subsidies to the guys that paid for their campaigns, they're violating the preference clause.
You're right. Congress is involved in insider trading, you name it. We have a rogue criminal government at the top. It's time to change it.
It's KD Armor's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All KD Armor is now 15% off. KD's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's KD Armor's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.